Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Welcome again to Telling Future Generations. Joining me again today is Peter Kalungu, who is the National Director for CEF of Kenya, and also Edwin Juma, who works with Child Evangelism Fellowship, also in Kenya. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for welcoming us.
I was sharing in our last program last week that I had been to Africa before in Kenya, but I've also been to a couple other countries as well, in Tanzania and also in Uganda. And I just wanted to share with you a story, and you might even think this is funny, but it's as I was in Uganda, and we were driving in matatu, and we were going to go visit a certain place, and I was thinking, because I knew the following Sunday that I had a opportunity to speak at a church, and I was praying, and I was thinking, oh, what, Lord, do you want me to share? And all of a sudden, I saw this big billboard alongside of the road as we were traveling, and we're going up and down the hills, and I kept seeing this billboard many times, not just once, but I saw it again maybe two or three times throughout the country of Uganda. And it had a picture of a grandfather, an African grandfather, and then it had a picture of, it looked like, his grandson. And in between, they had this bridge. And then on the title of the billboard was Build for Generations. And I was like, that's it. That's it. I was like, that's what I want to talk about on Sunday when I share at the church, is that we need to be building for generations. But what's kind of funny about it, as I found out what that billboard really was, is an advertisement for a cement company. I don't know. Do you have that billboard like that, similar to in Kenya?
I think they are talking about cements that will last forever, kind of. When you build with.
And I was thinking that when I was in churches, and I've been to Africa about seven different times, and a lot of times when I go into churches, and I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but they ask for prayer requests, and the people will stand up, or especially like the moms or the dads will stand up. And one of the prayer requests I heard over and over again is pray for my son or pray for my daughter because he has examinations, mm-hmm. or pray for my son or daughter because he needs school fees, or pray that he get a good grade on the test so that he can go to the next level or to go to the university. And I'm not saying that's bad or anything like that, but with the emphasis I kept taking away, even from the body of Christ, our brothers and sisters in the Lord over in Africa, was that there is a consuming desire and almost thinking, kind of like that Build for Generation sign, that the bridge that they wanted to build for the next generation was education or having a good job. And that bridge is being the answer for their children. And I was thinking about, that Build for Generations billboard. And really, like you said, Edwin, that's an advertisement for a cement company. Eventually, bridges are going to get old and crumble and fall.
It's true.
And it's like a metaphor of our whole life. If we're not building on God's word, it will eventually crumble and mm-hmm. fall. But could you speak to that about, because I know that's one thing that we have difficulty in our country, that I feel that even as a parent, there's a lot of pressure. And being with CF for like 20-some years, I've even seen that in working with our young people that serve with us in the summertime. There's a lot of pressure on our young people mm-hmm. to earn money and get a good job. And we're talking about Christian young people. And sometimes they're even discouraged from serving the Lord even in high school because there's so much pressure to do this and do that and get this and get that and all for this education that someday. Yeah. Do you have that problem in Kenya?
We have that problem in Kenya. In fact, one of the quote that they keep on using in Kenya to encourage children to read and study hard is that education is the success, is the key to success. Because they believe that when you're educated, then you have all the success. But what I say is that I don't think education gives you success automatically. Education is good, and if you do it well and you love the Lord, then it can take you places. But it's very common that parents think it's all that is important. I know that parents, the first thing they ask their children when they come from work is, have you done your homework? And they want to sign that diary. But if there is any parent who asks their children, what have you learned in Sunday school? There will be very, very few. They are not concerned about the things of God. They are not concerned about opening the Bible in their homes and reading with their children, but they are ready to do with them math and do with them English because they want their children to perform well at school. Because that has just become like, if you don't go to school, then you are nothing. But not thinking that you can go to school, but without Jesus Christ in your heart, still you will not amount to any reasonable person. We've known of professors and doctors who do not know the Lord Jesus and gets into drinking, gets into immorality, and their life just becomes a waste at the end of it.
So you're actually talking about not just any parents, but specifically Christian parents, that's that model, the key to the, what did you say the model again was, the key to?
Education is the key to success.
Education is the key to success. Mm. And that really is sad that we think that even as Christians that we have bought into the lie of the world, really the lie of Satan, that the key to the life is success or the key to life is education to get a bigger job and so forth and so on. And that's not what this life is about. Even Jesus, you know, he said that, you know, he prayed to his heavenly Father, and he says that they may know you, mm-hmm. who is eternal life, and your only Son that you have sent. And so really the answer is not education, even though that's important, mm-hmm. but what we need to be thinking about is reaching and teaching our own children. Mm-hmm. So what do you do with Child Evangelism Fellowship to help the parents? I'm thinking about the parents and the church, to help them to lift up the priority of teaching God's word to the children. What do you do in your ministries?
In Kenya, there are several programs which run under CEF, and one of them is Super Seminars. The Super Seminars, the CEF workers will go and get permission to speak in a church, and they are given, say, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and there it is where they go and tell the whole congregation that it is important for the children to get to know the Word of God and make a decision to accept Christ as personal Savior as early as possible.
Mm.
Some of the churches have been having a challenge on that one because some believe that salvation depends on chronological age, where they are looking at age 15 or above, where the child, they say, can reason.
So but you have churches in Africa that they not even sure if children really can trust and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior below even age 15. They struggle with that.
That is very true. And then it is the duty of the Child Evangelism Fellowship workers to go and run super seminars, which will help the parents to know that a child of 5 years and above, well taught, they'll understand way of salvation and experience salvation like an adult would do.
Mm.
And therefore, the duty that we have taken upon ourselves is, first of all, to continue to have super seminars everywhere in the churches and in any other gathering when we can find opportunities to talk about the relationship of a child and God, the Maker. And therefore, we continue to do that. And finally, we go to the schools, where then the schools now have accepted, for many years, the government has allowed us to go and teach the children the Word of God and challenge them into salvation. Mm-hmm. Not only knowledge of the Word of God, and not only that they should be good children. We teach them that salvation is the relationship between each individual and God. An individual child or an individual adult, or both of them, when they realize that there is that relationship which should be done, should be there between them and God, their Maker, they continue to accept Christ as personal Savior. So it is our duty to do so, and we do it with an open heart and with all the efforts.
Now, do you ever have a situation? I mean, that's wonderful that you do that. And I'm sure for the parents, especially if they're coming from that background, that they were taught that they couldn't receive Christ as their Savior until later. And then they hear how a child, and that reminds me of what Charles Spurgeon said, the preacher of preachers, you know, from England, that said, a child of five, if properly instructed, can has truly believe and be saved. as an adult. And mm-hmm. so, yeah. and also God's word is clear. I mean, Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Yeah. So we have God's word very clear in his word. But have you ever had a situation where maybe the parent, they come to a training and they learn how to share the gospel with their own child, and then maybe they lead their own children to Christ, or they come to, or they maybe even they come to Christ. Yeah. Maybe they weren't even saved.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe just to pick from where Peter has left, one of the things that I've done so much is that I talk with church, pastors to allow me in their worship service to talk to parents about the importance of teaching their children and opening the Word of God in their families, having family devotions, and I'm just continuing to do that and learning more on how to teach about parenting, and not only based on the knowledge of the world, but based on the Bible and what the Bible desires. Mm-hmm. So that's really coming along, really slowly, but it's coming along, and it's one of my greatest desires to see happening as well. But as you say, there are so many teachers that come to our trainings and do not believe that children can be saved. But after teaching them the Word of God and letting them know Matthew 18 and just letting them know what children are like without knowing Jesus Christ, then they just realize, wow, God wants children to be saved, and they go back and do it. Sometimes they practice with their own children. Mm-hmm. When they are practicing one of the books, we use Wordless Book for their practicals. We've had cases where they come and say, my own child pray to receive the Lord Jesus Christ just hearing me practice with them. So
now, Edwin, I know what the Wordless Book is. You know what the Wordless Book, Peter knows, but what is the Wordless Book? Can you just share what is it?
The Wordless Book is just a book which has colors, actually five colors, gold representing the golden street in heaven, and we talk about God's love, then a dark talking about sin and how sin separates us from God. The red talks about how Jesus came into the world and gave his blood for our sins. And then the clean page on how they can receive the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart. And green helping them on how to grow in the Lord.
So, and actually that even goes back to Charles Spurgeon as well.
Yeah.
The same one that said, you know, a child of five can save and believe as an adult. Mm-hmm. He actually popularized the Wordless Book. And you can even Google and type in Wordless Book Sermon. And you actually have the written sermon of Charles Spurgeon that you can even read for yourself. Because back in those days, pastors would write out their sermons. So,
yes.
And then from there, it just went to, you know, Moody Bible Institute and D.L. Moody, and then Amy Carmichael. Missionaries around the world have led not only children, but, you know, adults or African shepherds on the side of the road to Christ using the Wordless Book. It's a powerful tool. Mm-hmm. And that just reminds me of Psalm 78, which is one of the verses I love, that says that the children to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And I just love that they might set their hope in God. And that's what building for generations is all about.
Yes,
and that's the importance. We don't want to build for cement things that crumble. We want to build our children and their lives and the future generation on God's word. So we just thank you, Peter and Edwin, for joining us and just for your fellowship in the gospel and your ministry with CF of Kenya. Mm-hmm. And we will also continue and talk more about the openness to the gospel that you have in Kenya and also here in the United States.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, the guest today joining us for Telling Future Generations, Peter Kalungu, who is the National Director for CF of Kenya, and also Edwin Juma, the Director of Education. And we will be continuing our conversation and looking what God is doing and reaching boys and girls for the gospel in their country and ours as well.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.